High Stakes by Dick Francis. This book is read by Jeffrey Howard. Introduction. It's impossible sometimes for an author to remember just exactly what sight or sound kicked his imagination's starter motor into life. I think that for High Stakes, the basic idea arose simply from an abstract contemplation of the consequences of a betrayal of trust. In this case, the blind trust of an enthusiastic but ignorant owner of racehorses in the friendship, good faith, and honesty of his trainer. Onto this concept I grafted the all-too-common phenomenon of the sinner being seen as the victim in the public mind, while the real victim is cast as the sinner. I was much taken at that time by a bitter joke about a man who fell among thieves, who robbed him, beat him, and left him for dead in the gutter. Along came two social workers who looked at his wounds and said, "The man who did this needs our help." My betrayed racehorse owner, victim cast as sinner, became Stephen Scott, chief character of High Stakes. I gave him a mind that worked more comfortably in circles than in straight lines, and I made him an inventor of rotary gadgets and toys. To defeat his enemies, Scott gathered around him a circle of friends and devised a circular conjuring trick with horses. By this time, thinking in circles myself, I borrowed the essentials of a belt-driven power system installed in my father-in-law's printing factory and translated them into a simplified version for Stephen Scott's workshop. On the ground floor of the factory, the thunder of the monster rollers on the huge printing presses made talking impossible. On the next floor came medium machines with, on the top floor, quietly clack-clacking contraptions that sorted, cut, glued, and counted. All the machines on the two upper floors were driven by a weighty ground-floor engine.